Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Ah. The comfort of your favorite seat is now your comfy car selling command center, thanks to Carvana.
It doesn't get any better than this.
Your favorite seat's the best spot in the house. Make it even better by entering your license plate or VIN and getting a real offer in minutes.
There really is no place like home.
And speaking of home, Carvana will pick up your car from yours after you finalize your offer. Visit Carvana.com or download the app and sell your car from your comfy place.
Edit audio.
Hey folks, it's Robin, and I am here with some really great news. Okay, so this episode that you're about to listen to is the first of season 4. I mean, can you believe it? I can't. But what's even better is that this episode is also the first episode of season forever, because we're going to have a new episode for you every week from now on. I mean, we heard what you said. We heard that you love listening to the show. And guess what? We love making it. So we're going to be doing more of that. And hopefully we're going to be helping out some more guests along the way, or at least we're going to try our best. Oh, I am so excited, and I cannot wait for you to hear this first chat. So let's kick off season forever. Hello, everyone. I'm Robin Hopkins, and this is Well Adjusting, where I talk to people about life stuff, but not in an NPR way. It's more like we're at the bar, having cocktails, getting into your business sort of way.
It's giving drunk NPR.
Oh, and producer Steph is here, too.
Hello.
Today, we chat well. Laughing in the face of grief.
So our mom died a little over a year ago, and these are some of the things that we'd like to confess to her that have happened since she died. Okay, number one, we didn't know that we had to file your taxes.
Nope.
If you're wondering why we went to the mall the day that you passed away, it's because we literally didn't know what to do with our time. But then we realized at the mall, none of us called the funeral home, so I called and took that call from the middle of the mall by the food court.
I didn't know that I needed to get my own insurance.
Car insurance.
When we were moving your stuff out of your old apartment, we accidentally dropped your really nice Dyson vacuum and the wheel popped off. And it rolled across the driveway, and Katie had to crawl underneath a stranger's car to get it. We were able to somewhat repair it, though, so...
But now it no longer works, so...
Oh, never mind.
Hi, friends. It really is odd to say this, but ooh, am I excited to talk about death and grief with these two ladies. Sarah and Katie went viral with their video about the things they wanted to confess to their mom who died a year ago. Producer Steph came across their video and was like, oh my God, they're us. We must get them on the pod. A couple of emails later, here we are chatting with Katie and Sarah about ways to process grief, ways to work through the pain with laughter. And it's a fantastic chat. Let's get right to it.
I'm Sarah Wallner. I know Catherine Riggins, a.k.a. Katie Riggins, because I am her sister. I know her not by choice.
She has to. She has to deal with me forever.
Yeah.
And I'm Katie Riggins, obviously knows Sarah because she is my little sister.
Oh, did you hear shots fired with the little sister?
Yeah,
I heard it. She let that be known right now. I like that.
Yeah.
Well, let's talk about why we're here today and what we're going to talk about.
So I think Robin discovered us because Katie and I shared kind of impulsively our confessions to our mom care
who had passed away. Now we're going on about a year and a half ago. And just kind of the shock value that comes in after you lose such an important person in your life and the things that you don't realize, you don't know until you lost them. And kind of in congruence with that, the big events that that person isn't going to be present for, and kind of recognizing all of that as you're rolling through your own grief journey.
And us too, like being so young, I think too, is not the norm to no longer have either parent, and what life looks like in that capacity as well.
Yeah. So, I mean, first of all, we have to say, like, your social videos are absolutely hilarious. Steph actually found you. And I was like, oh my God, I was like, we have to get them on the podcast because I love your approach about laughing through something that's as difficult as death. Can you just tell people a little bit about, like, how it showed up for you so far with, you know, with your mom passing away?
Yeah. So that's the unique thing about grief too, is that each of us, yes, we lost the same person and people really, yes, we both can say we've lost both parents, but we've each now kind of gone different routes in our lives. So personally, I was fortunate enough to have my mom at my wedding, but since then I've given birth to a little boy. He turns a year tomorrow.
And aww, congratulations.
Thank you. And she wasn't involved in any of that physically, right? We lost her when I was newly pregnant. I was able to share the news with her that I was pregnant, but for the bulk of my pregnancy, I didn't have my mom's physical support for the labor and delivery portion and just for raising a new life. I don't have my mom for that role. And that's a role that I didn't ever realize how much people depend on their own moms to be a mom. So that's been real manifestation of grief for me, has been through parenting.
Well, and what's interesting too is because I've lost both my parents as well, and I am a parent. And one of the things that I think of is, first of all, there's some things that a couple of things that I'd go back and maybe say, okay, I see what you were doing. It wasn't all your fault. But there's also questions I would have wanted to ask you, whether it be about my childhood or like the history leaves with the person and their advice and their, and like that whole thread and through line of your life. And that can be really difficult.
You know, so true. Like my son is a little bit more of a later walker and mover and groover. And someone said to me the other day, well, when did you crawl?
Yeah.
And let me ask my sister who was 3 years old when I was doing that. Maybe Katie remembers. Like you don't realize, to your point exactly, like that historical knowledge also leaves with that person.
Yeah.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe, now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
Hey friends, I wanted to tell you about a podcast that I think you are going to like. Okay, Bill Burke is the host of the weekly podcast Blue Sky, where he interviews individuals tackling the world's most significant challenges with hope and optimism. Sounds right up your alley, right? Exactly what we thought. All right, it's brought to you by the Optimism Institute, which was also founded by Bill, to sprinkle a bit of positivity on your view of the future, especially with the media often showing us just the gloomier side of things. On Blue Sky, you're going to hear optimism about topics on everything from climate change and AI to homelessness and immigration and more, and they're offering diverse perspectives. You're going to finish each episode feeling brighter about the world and optimistic about our collective future. The name Blue Sky, well, it's inspired by a meditation prompt symbolizing the idea that beyond the clouds, there's always blue sky, encouraging a broader perspective. The Blue Sky podcast is available for listening on all major podcast platforms, inviting everyone to look beyond the clouds and embrace a more hopeful view of the future. I'll tell you what, I'll be listening.
Go
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
So, Katie, I'm interested what it's been like for you or what you're left with.
So I'm the only one out of the three of us who's not married and I don't have a kid. So I feel like for me, it's just kind of like navigating like, oh, I can't call my mom to see what I should do about this. Or how do you make this dinner? Like when we did holidays, we were like, what's the family stuffing recipe? Like the first Thanksgiving, we were like, grandma had this stuffing recipe and like mom knew it. Like, where do we find it? And it's literally the back of like the Bell's seasoning packet box. So it's like
random. Katie, don't give it away. Don't give it away.
Sorry. So it's like, it's minor things like that. But I feel like I will almost go through a whole new grief journey when it's my time to like be engaged, get married, have a family. Those things I think will hit obviously later when those things happen for me. It's almost not like this impending, like, you know, oh my God, I'm gonna be so sad the rest of my life. But it's like, I know that that will bring all of these emotions back up for me in all of those aspects that like are still to come for me.
Yeah, it's the waves of it, right?
Mm-hmm. Right. The wedding dress shopping and the like going to see venues and like announcing that I'm pregnant, like those big milestones are going to like just open it back up again. Like when you think, and that's the thing too, like you think, oh, it's been a year, like I'm healed, like I'm going about my day-to-day life, and then these big new things happen for you and it's just like it brings it all back over again.
We're in the middle of doing some housework in our apartment and we were painting stuff. And it's just like, oh, I could just like feel my dad. My dad used to do this thing when he would paint the room. I would always ask to help. And he was such a perfectionist. He'd go, I've got a job for you. And then he'd bring this little teeny step ladder out and he'd go, you are going to paint the ladder. And I was like, oh my God, I painted that ladder like 17 times. And it wasn't until I was older that I realized that he just didn't want me to touch the walls, right. You know? And clever. So I think of him all the time and like, it doesn't end. Like that, yeah, just never, right, ends.
Yeah. I think some of the videos we've shared too, some people have commented on them. I wish I could get to this point in my grief journey. And it's almost like looking at it as a destination. Like, oh, well, Katie and I were laughing about like some things that we experienced after losing our mom. So they must be, like Katie said, healed and they've reached it. And that's just so not the case. And like you just said, it's an ever evolving wave. Like it's a current. Yeah. It really never goes away. And I think, yeah, new things will spring grief. And then there will be weeks where we always will miss her and our dad too. But our dad's been gone such a substantial amount of time compared to our mom. Hers is still very new and fresh. So
yeah,
it's just ever evolving.
Can you talk a little bit about, because you did make these like hilarious videos that went viral, and can you talk a little bit about some of the stuff that you experienced in the, because the topic was kind of like what you experienced the first year after losing your mom, and I think there was so much value in the stuff that you guys were sharing.
So when you lose both parents, obviously the estate typically falls on the children. We had no experience, as most people do not, navigating an estate and figuring out how to process her assets. So probably the one that got people the most was we didn't know to file her taxes. Because do you know the amount of people who responded back to us? My dad's been gone 15 years. Is the IRS after me?
Like that they never filed the taxes?
Yeah.
No, we've gotten hilarious.
And we laugh because we're like, we're the farthest income tax experts. So I don't know. But that was the one that got the most, I would say, feedback. And then we are event planners, and not by profession, but we like to consider ourselves that. And when we throw an event, like we call it like the Riggins event. That's my maiden name and Katie's name. So we threw our other sister a baby shower over the summer. Obviously, our mom wasn't able to be there. And I, the day before, got the stomach virus. My son started daycare that week. Ugh. And say less, right?
It's like ugh.
Like you just
like
know.
They're like a little petri dish at that age. That whole first year, you're just always like, ugh, I think I'm sick again.
So he caught it. And then I got it. And it was also my first week back at work. It was like the perfect storm, right? And I had to cancel on our sister's baby shower. So Katie had to throw the whole thing alone. And
our conversation, in air quotes, with our mom through that TikTok would have 1,000% been what we would have been saying if she was still alive. Like, laughing through the fact that, of course, something went wrong. And of course, Sarah got sick. And it had to turn into this, like, comedy act of, Katie running it alone. The morning of is when I pulled out because I thought maybe it was just something I ate. It was
I was going to power through.
Like, not the selfless queen I am, like, showing up, but... Yeah, no. So those were just some of the, like, moments that you would have called your mom for. Like, you don't feel good. You can't go to this big event. Like, who do you call? You phone your mom. So those were, like, the two that I shared. Then Katie had kind of the...
I feel like I'm always the one that these things happen to more. Like, even when my mom was alive, I think they would be like, oh, like, Katie did that again. And now it just obviously I wasn't able to call my mom and be like, Mom, how do I fix this? But the first one was my mom and I... So I was on her car insurance policy, and I called our insurance company, and I after she died, and I said, like, my mom passed away. She was the policy holder. What do I do? And they're like, oh, your name goes on it. And I was like, I literally said to the woman, this is the easiest thing we've done in this whole, like, her passing away situation. I said, I just get to keep the rate, and I get to be the policy, like, holder. And I was like, guys, this is wonderful. Flash forward 6 months, wasn't getting the notifications that my car insurance was being taken, like, automatically taken out of my account. I just, like, didn't really pay attention, I guess. So then in the summertime, almost a year later, our older sister got this piece of mail from, like, the DMV. And she's like, Katie, you need to call me as soon as you can. And I was like, yeah. So I called her and she's like, we have a problem.
She just wants to catch up.
I was like, what's going on? What's new? She was like, we have a problem. And I was like, what? She goes, so I got mail for mom, like, addressed to mom today. And I was like, oh my God, like, did something happen? Like, they'd be like, not file something right? And she goes, well, no, like, it's about you. And I was like, what did I do? And she was like, your license plate and your registration have been suspended because you don't pay car insurance. And I said, that's not true. So I call the insurance company and they were like, yeah, no, that only works for 6 months. Then, like, it terminates the plan. And, like,
you're like, might someone have told me that?
I literally was like, when I called back, like, a year ago, they're like, yeah, no, it normally doesn't happen. So then that just ensued this, like, 2 week long thing. Like, I had to go to the DMV and, like, switch plates over. They had took both the plates, so I couldn't drive my car. Like, it was over $1,000 to get the issue fixed. Like, it was just nuts.
What I love about all this is, like, how you're approaching it. But, like, what are you still in the middle of processing? Like I think the laughter helps. There's no two ways about that. Like, right. It makes it so you're not just sitting around me like, oh. Because you gotta get back to your life. Like, life doesn't stop because you had a horrible thing happen.
Right.
I would say the holidays we're still working through, and that probably will be forever and always, especially now with children in the mix. So I have a child. Our other sister has a daughter. It's so grief evoking to go experience the holidays without your what would have been their grandparents.
Yeah.
Because we have such fond memories of our childhood at our grandmother's and grandfather's and just the magic that was the holidays. And you don't think about it until you have to think about it, like what it really means to raise children where the holidays are just at your home because that's all that you have.
Yeah, like because Sarah had said, like, we had such a close family. Like, our mom was one of four. And we all lived, like, on the same road. Like, we grew up next door to my cousins and our aunts and uncles. And, like, you left the road and you went down the hill and that's where our grandma was. And then, like, you crested the hill and that's where our other aunt was. So, like, we were in a span of a minute drive to anybody we wanted, like, to see. And I think our fondest memory for holidays was we all went to grandma's house and we had a dinner or an event. Like, we were always together. And now, like, we will never have that for our children. So it'll be, like, the three of us figuring out how to do that. And then on top of it, too, like, our mom would have loved to be a grandma. Like, that was, like, what she would have, like, thrived doing. Like, I said, you know, she's going to be retired by the time I have kids. Like, she'll watch my kids. Like, she would have thrived.
Katie had it all figured out.
I had plans. Plans.
Did you do anything to bring her into the holidays? Like, and did that help at all?
So a number of, like, kind of funny things that we did, like, we used some of her dishes and things like that always remind us of her. Our mom loved to host too. She was very into like having the whole spread. So we took some of like, yeah, the recipes that she made. Like the last Christmas that she was alive, she offered to make a whole like wedge salad for dinner. I was hosting and she's like, well, let me bring the salad. We're like, okay, Care. And she brought this like fabulous wedge salad and she had it each plated for everyone. So this year we made the wedge salad.
Something that I thought of too was our grandma bought all of us from the year we were born a Santa. So I have probably like 27 Santas because we stopped like, you know, when we were a little older. So our mom had spoken about like when we had kids, like she would do something, maybe not Santas, but like something to kind of like, you know, reenact what our grandma and our grandpa did for us. So this year, because we have two little ones in the family now, we decided we would take turns. And every year, one of us would be the one in charge of like buying a Santa for our children and kind of like keep that going.
Yeah. I feel like they stay alive in the stories and in the experiences. And what's really interesting is all the negative, for the most part, goes away and you're left with the good stuff that you can pick and choose. I think there's really something to be said for the stories and sharing them. And I think that's like a way you can keep their memory alive with your kids too, Sarah.
Yeah, no, I talk about my grandma, about my mom as Grandma Karen to my son. And like I said, he's a year, right? So like what he's picking up on and ingesting and digesting, it's going to vary, but I very much tell him about her in a way like this was Grandma's Karen's favorite. Or do you hear that song playing? Like that's Grandma Karen would have loved this song. So just, I think talking about them in a way that still keeps their legacy going. And I always say, like, our mom and our dad are still such an important part of our lives. It doesn't stop when they pass away. They're still ingrained in us. They still taught us to be the humans we are. So you should still talk about them and give them credit for all of that and keep their legacy going. So, yeah, it never comes to a point where you should stop talking about them. Unless, of course, it's therapeutic to you. And that's another episode and whatever. But for us, it's helpful to keep talking about both.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey. Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey. Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Both of them.
I've heard you like talk about like, so you're three siblings.
Yeah.
Okay. I guess I'm just curious because I have three siblings as well. And two of them are married. One of them has kids. We're like a blended family, but our family home was never the place where people would join for the holidays. So I guess I'm just like curious how that shows up. Is there more pressure to have it with the three of you together? Do you like get into fights with your partner about like going to their family or not? Like, how does that work? You can say you don't want to answer this also.
Oh, no, I have a pretty sweet gig here. I married someone who's Jewish. So Christmas, Easter, we don't have to compete over those. Thanksgiving is the only kind of blended holiday, and we just kept low-key this year, and we just stayed local here. So that hasn't, we're like unique in that regard. And my in-laws very much like love the holiday season, so they will come to whatever Christmas events we're doing. They don't celebrate, and they don't recognize it as a holiday, but they are there and they're showing up and they're having a good time and they're great energy. So we're really lucky. And then we also, I have to plug, like, it's beautiful that we get to celebrate both with our son and acknowledge both, and he's being raised as both. So, and then our other sister who is married, her husband's mother is out of state. She lives all the way in Florida. So she often comes up for the holidays and will stay up here with my sister and our brother-in-law and just stay there, and she'll also come to the events. So we are both, Katie has, you know, big shoes to fill because we both lucked out with that.
Currently, I just come and go as I please. I show up and I go back home, and I'm always, they're like, oh, like, we have to worry about, like, you know, what time, like, Noah has to go to bed, and like, oh, like, you know, Isla needs to be here for this. And I'm like, I'm going home. I'm going to my sofa.
You're like, there's a new Golden Bachelor. I'm heading home.
This movie premiered tonight, guys, so I'm out. No, but that, I think, will be a really hard thing for me. I've never split a holiday. I have gone with my sisters or my family to every holiday. So that, you know, we'll circle back around when that occurs, and we'll update you with if I'm going to my husband, my future husband's family holiday, or if he's coming with me. So TBD.
Yeah. I guess I was just like, this feels like so much, I don't know if like pressure is the right word, because it's also kind of beautiful. But in my head, even when you were talking about getting sick before the baby shower, it almost makes like the unit of you three so much stronger, which is really beautiful. But like, I feel a pressure on behalf of you just like listening to it, because I want to be like, how can I help? You know?
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, your point is so accurate. Like, we're all we have now. So we have to stick together stronger than ever and show up for each other. And we've always been taught to do that. Like, our mom very much ingrained that in all of us, but now more than ever.
I'm curious, because my situation is somewhat similar to yours in that, like, my mom died first and it was sort of expected. And then my dad was not really expected. And I had a whole feeling of feeling untethered, because it was like me and my sister was like, we're all that we have left, even though you have other family and whatever. It's just, that's your history, that's your whatever. And I'm wondering, did you all experience anything like that?
Untethered in the sense of, my husband and I have always toyed with the idea of moving somewhere different. And our mom, keep in mind, moved, uprooted her life and came to be closer to the three of us when the time fit for her. So after that, it was kind of like any idea we had about moving previously, I said to my husband, like, we can't now. Like, my mom's up here. And once she passed, which was unexpected and expected, she got the diagnosis and she died. She got diagnosed in December, passed the following July. So it was expected. Yeah. Once the diagnosis came, unexpected in the sense that we didn't have any idea she was living with pancreatic cancer. So all that to say, I think, yeah, after you do lose your second parent, it is kind of freeing in a like, without it being morbid. You're kind of like, okay, well, now what, right? Like, now I don't have to think about my parents are up here, and as they age, who's going to help take care of them? And I don't have to think about just some of the things that typically you are thinking about as you age into like your 30s, 40s, 50s. So yeah, that was, and it still is, conversations on our table, at least, is what would it look like if we relocated, and what's really keeping us here? And that's what my first thought was when you asked about being untethered, because it's now like, now what?
What's really interesting is that you're talking about it from like a, in some ways, a positive of like, it does free you up, even if though it's like, I wanted to be tethered, but now yeah. It's like, but it does free you up to be like, okay, well then this is a moment I can kind of make choices.
I always say it, now that mom's not here, which obviously I would take her being here 1,000 times over, but if mom's not going to be here, then I want to live a life I wouldn't have lived if she was. And what does that look like? And what does that mean I pursue? And what does that mean that we do for ourselves kind of selfishly? And our mom was the farthest thing from selfish, and our mom never expected our lives to stop. That was some of a narrative we put on ourselves. But when you when you lose a parent so early, and then it is just you, like, we called each other like us girls. Like, it was the three of us girls and our mom. We were a unit. And then that person, like I said, relocates to be closer to you. There's feel like you're pressure. Tethered. Yeah, there is pressure. Absolutely.
I normally find bras to be so uncomfortable and constricting, but Skims has changed that. You know I love Skims underwear, so I finally tried their bras, and Skims has delivered again. Skims bras are worth the hype for the amazing shape and support they give, but what I wasn't expecting was how comfortable they are too. I've tried so many bras in the past, and the main issue that I have is that they weren't supportive enough, to the point where they felt slouchy. I love my Skims wireless form bra because it's so comfortable and supportive. The older I get, the more I care about actually being comfortable in what I wear every day. And with my wireless form bra, I no longer have to sacrifice my comfort for the support I need. Shop Skims bras at skims.com, now available in 62 sizes, 30A to 46H. Plus, get free shipping on all orders over $75. If you haven't yet, be sure to let them know we sent you. After you place your order, select podcast in the survey and select our show in the drop-down menu that follows.
How do you feel about the tethering or untethering, as it were, Katie?
I feel like I never thought that it would be an option to go wherever I wanted. Like, I don't have to stay here. I don't have to live next, you know, 20 minutes away from Megan and Sarah, like, for the rest of my life. Will I? Probably. I don't necessarily know that I could live states away from them. Like,
yeah,
that's just not in me, like, my nature. But yeah. I do feel like I kind of have to do a little, it's almost like not forcing me to do work on myself, I guess, but it's been like eye-opening for me to be able to think a little differently about it. Like, do I like where I live? Do I like my current job? Do I like where I am? And like really doing some internal searching as to, am I making these decisions for myself, or am I making them because of like my family is here? And it's been kind of eye-opening for me to think about like how and where I would live the rest of my life in just a different way that I would have never had thought before that. It really has kind of opened up opportunities that I didn't think, like, I mean, obviously they were always there, but I just didn't think that it would be a thing for me to try or to do.
Yeah. There's choice in it. You know, before you were just kind of on automatic pilot following it. And now, and like you said, you may end up back exactly where you were,
right?
But you will know you chose it,
yes,
versus doing it because you were told to, or you were pushed to, or right, you felt like you had to. And I think that makes a really big difference in a situation about for happiness.
Yeah.
What's so definitely interesting is when you asked that question, Robin, in my head, I was like, I felt the opposite of what you would say. Like, if my parents both passed, I mean, maybe not now, but I'm thinking like I was the person that went away for college. Like, I've always lived further away from my like family, and no one else in my family had moved. Now they have, but for a very long time. And so I was thinking when you asked that, oh, if my parents passed, like I would probably feel like I had to move to like support my sister and like, you know, and you guys have this very like positive opposite thing that's like, oh, I'm like, your untethering has like freed you to like create your relationships in a different way and in the way that you like want them to be and define what that looks like. And that's so cool.
And I think, Sarah, you said it at the top of the episode, like we all grieve in different ways, yeah, with different paths and different things. And I think sometimes we look at things like, well, that's the one way to do it, or that's the way, you know, that's the way it's going to be for you because that's the way it was for me. And I think it's a really nice reminder for everyone that it is different.
Very.
Yeah. And you don't have to do it the textbook way. And not that there even really is a textbook way to grieve, but you don't have to justify to anyone else why you're making the decisions you are. If it works for you and your little family, then that's what you have to pursue. Like I said before, we would choose our mom to be here 100 times over. That goes, I think, probably even without saying. But now that she's not, what does that mean for the future? And what does that allow us to think differently about? And some though those things might just be simply that. They might just be thoughts. Well, what if we did this? And some might actually be actionable things that we do, like pick up and move or choose a new career. We're trying to make the best out of it. It's hard to do some days, but it has allowed us, I think, to think more freely.
Yeah. Well, so in the format of the show, oftentimes we have an expert of the day, but it occurs to me that you all are kind of experts in this experience for yourself. And I would love to hear from you two, what tips do you have that you would share with people?
I'd say don't run from the grief. I think I was unique to my sisters in this regard. I was not, ashamed is not the right word, but it's what's coming to me right now, because I think a lot of people go through challenging times, but sometimes those challenges are more closeted and they're not so seen to the general eye. Whereas when you lose someone like a parent, it's very visible, right? Like people know about it. Oh, why is Sarah out at work? Oh, her mom passed. Ooh, like it's that like gut punch for people, like, ooh, her mom, she's young. And I was almost ashamed that I had this like mark on me. And some of that I put on myself. Like some people truly did feel empathy towards me. But all that to say, I wish from the get-go that I was just more overt with my grief. I think I tried to run from it sometimes and I tried to be like, but I'm fine. She was sick and we knew it was cut. And it's like, you don't always have, you can just say out loud, like, yeah, it does suck that I lost my mom. It freaking sucks every day. And yeah, I also lost my dad. And by the way, I'm very aware that I'm young. And I'm very aware that my mom was young. Oh, and my dad. Like, just kind of like saying it out loud. And ever since we've been posting these videos, I feel like I'm free from that narrative I put on myself of trying to seem like it wasn't just so visible and that I didn't have to be like ashamed to share what my challenges were. So that in a long-winded way of saying like, grieve and show your emotion as you want to, because it's your emotion and you're justified in feeling and reacting that way.
Well, that's beautiful. I love that.
For me, I think it's like being able to lean on, like, there are people there for you. There are people to support you. And you're not weak to ask for that help. Like, you're not weak to have to identify, you know what, like, this is a really, you know, shitty day today. And I can't stop crying and like call someone. Don't sit and grieve alone either. Like, there are times that, yeah, maybe it is easier to just, you know, work through those certain emotions on your own, but don't be afraid to reach out to the people that are in your circle for that help and support.
Yeah, I love that.
What you're both saying is that, like, there are people with shared experiences and you're not alone in it. Also, that, like, kind of sharing the experience relieves some of the shame that you might keep inside of you because you're relating it to other people and realizing that you're not alone in it, right? And I think for Robin and I, the most fulfilling part of doing this podcast is that we get messages from people reflecting that back at us from listening to these episodes. So that is so beautiful that that's like how this ended. So thank you so much for both coming on and sharing this with us.
It really is going to be helpful for so many people. So I applaud everything that you're doing. Like, the honesty in the world, we just need more of it, especially when it comes to feelings.
Yeah, no, thank you. So well said. Thank you. This was fun.
Yeah, I loved this.
Well, folks, so the biggest takeaway from this episode for me is we gotta laugh to get through these hard parts of life. So here are some more moments of laughter from our show. Just a few of the bazillions of times that we messed up. You're welcome. Enjoy.
Okay, thank you. You're a star. You're amazing. Enjoy your Friday. Jeez, Louiser.
I just want to say I just hit record. Thank God.
I just saw Robin make a face and push a button and then act like nothing.
Everything's fine.
Honestly, you hit the head on the nail. Like, I mean, the nail on the head.
I hit something.
Yeah, you got it.
I feel like a half a drink in, guys.
Only half a drink.
This has been great. You guys are like little therapists. Like,
we're not.
We do not accept insurance, I'll tell you that much.
And you are a boss, Steph, so own it. And a good one at it.
You're a boss, too. Thanks.
Thanks.
Thanks. All right, yay. Robin, do you need us to say something nice about you two now? No, I'm just kidding.
No, I feel whole and complete.
I have nothing. I have nothing, Steph, so sorry, can't contribute here.
All right, folks, it is time to wrap this bad boy up, but not before I say a very heartfelt thanks to Sarah and Katie for joining us and sharing their stories. Look, grief's not easy, but we love people like them who make it just a little bit easier. So if you want more of their videos, you can find Sarah on TikTok at Sarah Wallner and Instagram at Sarah L. Wallner. And Katie, you can find on Instagram at Katie Liss, which is KitieLyss. Be sure to go ahead and give these girls a follow. For more Robin, and you may need that, you probably don't need it, but like if you do, you can follow me at Real Rob Hops on all the platforms, all the socials, as the kids today say. Well Adjusting is an Edit Audio original series. It's exec produced by Steph Colburn and Robin Hopkins. Our producer and editor is Maria Passingham. And our production manager is Kathleen Speckert. Thank you to the entire Edit Audio team and to you for listening. Oh, hey, before you take out those AirPods, this show is just for entertainment.
If you are in need of help, please, please, please reach out to a professional. Go ahead and get that help. You deserve it.